I would now like to ask Linda Fabiani, Member of the Scottish Parliament and Vice Convener of the Scottish Parliamentary Cross-Party Group on Tibet, to give her closing remarks.
Well, when I went into politics, I was worried about public speaking. If anyone had told me that one day I would have to follow the Dalai Lama, I would not have stood for election. But I am so glad that I did, because it's a great honour to have His Holiness here in Scotland. And it's a great honour for Scotland to be hosting this conference, this convention of Tibetan friends and of friends of Tibet. It's also an honour to have a declaration from this convention, which is called, because you're here, the Edinburgh Declaration. And I hope that by the next convention, when we have a declaration named after the venue, there will have been progress and that we are moving on. I also feel very, very proud that we have a parliament here in Scotland after 300 years, a devolved parliament, that is of interest to His Holiness and his government in exile and to the Tibetan people. Because devolution is a process, it's not an end, and it's the right of people to determine that process of devolution. And for Tibet to embark on that process, to look at the end of a long walk, the first step has to be taken. And to be able to get through that door towards autonomy, that door has to first be opened. And everyone here recognises that the only way that we're going to achieve that is by international support, is by the work of people here and beyond, and by talking. We have to keep talking. We have to keep talking amongst ourselves, but we have to keep spreading the message out there. And I am absolutely convinced that there is a growing, all the time, a growing, growing support for Tibet and the Tibetan cause, and that many, many people want to help Tibet take that first step and want to help Tibet to get that door opened so that we can go through it. I now have a very enjoyable duty to perform, because I'm doing the valedictory remarks, and I would ask for the assistance here of my friend Harry Cohen. I would ask him to rummage under the table, as he is doing, and come forward. Because I do have some gifts that I would like to give out on behalf of the Scottish and UK parliamentarians, and indeed everyone in Scotland. And the first is to a very, very important man who I'm honoured also to meet, and that's Professor Sandhom Rinpoche, the Chair of the Tibetan Cabinet. The second is to the Honourable Pema Jungi, the Chair of the Tibetan Parliament in exile. The third is to Dalma Gyari, the Deputy Chair of the Tibetan Parliament. And I now have a very special one, to a special friend of us all, to Penpa Tsering, the Head of the Parliamentary Research Bureau of Tibet, and of course, the organiser of this conference. Thank you. The last gift I have is something I would like to explain to you. The symbol of the Scottish Parliament is a mace, and inscribed on that mace are the first words of the Scotland Act, which say, "There shall be a Scottish Parliament." And I would like to give this card on behalf of the people of Scotland to the people of Tibet, because one day there shall be a Tibetan Parliament.
Thank you, Linda. Finally, I would like to ask you to welcome Dalma Gyari, the Deputy Chairperson of Tibet's Parliament in Exile, to give the vote of thanks.
Your Holiness, Honourable Chris Fallons, Honourable Harry Cohen, Honourable Linda Fabiani, Honourable Consular, Madam Roseberry Burnett, honourable members of Parliament and distinguished guests. On behalf of the Tibetan Parliament in Exile, Assembly of Tibetan People's Deputies, the democratically elected legitimate legislative body of the Tibetans, I have the honour of expressing a deep sense of gratitude to the host of this very important convention of world parliamentarians on Tibet in this historical and very beautiful city of Edinburgh. It will be maybe something where all of us will agree that there seem to be multiple significance of holding the convention in this distinct land of the Scots. I say destined, for we all know that it was only in mid-July of this very year that, under unavoidable circumstances, the earlier finalized venue had to be changed to Scotland. Your presence here and the fact that the Scottish Parliament is probably the youngest parliament in the world signifies your belief in democracy. It also signifies the presence of courage and support in this very young parliament to the cause of the Tibetan people led by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. It also holds great significance considering Beijing and Dharamsala has in recent years renewed contacts, whereby His Holiness is seeking genuine autonomy for the people of Tibet, comprising of Uchang, Dokham and Dome, the three historical regions of Tibet. It is also significant considering the fact that the United Kingdom holds presidency of the EU. In Strasbourg, in the year 1988, His Holiness the Dalai Lama presented what is popularly today known as the Strasbourg Proposal, giving up independence of Tibet, choosing to live in association with China, for a genuine autonomy of Tibet to be determined by the people of Tibet, especially those living inside Tibet. I sincerely thank the cross-party group on Tibet at the Scottish Parliament and the United Kingdom All-Party Parliamentary Group for Tibet for co-hosting the fourth WPCT. I would want to also thank the members of the organizing committee for their hours of hard work looking into every aspect of the convention, making our visit fruitful and comfortable, above all, making the convention a grand success. Thank you very much. I am grateful to the delegates, the Honourable Members of Parliament, for taking out time from your busy schedules and giving it to the case of Tibet. Time, of course, is running out for Tibet. Therefore, your time, your concerns, your expression of support for the non-violent struggle of Tibet gives hope and encouragement not only to us Tibetans, but also to those who believe and choose the path of non-violence to finding peaceful political resolutions. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed for making the convention an effective reality by your participation. I'm equally grateful to the distinguished speakers, experts, for enriching the convention, enlightening us on the Sino-Tibet dialogue, the geopolitical importance of Tibet, briefings on the activities of the TSGs. Here I would like to also express our deep appreciation to the TSGs for their continual support and for their presence at this convention. The saga of Tana Jigme Sangbula, the former political prisoner, we will all carry in our hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, the grand old man with the walking stick is a symbol of the spirit of the Tibetan people inside Tibet. The flame of Tibet will continue to burn till the Tibetan issue is resolved, until human dignity and happiness is restored inside Tibet. Unhappy people makes an unstable government. While expressing our highest regard to Tana Jingme Sangbula, I salute all the brave men and women of Tibet who have sacrificed and dedicated their lives for Tibet. I would also like to thank the Honourable Eva Leschenberger from the European Parliament for this morning filling the little gaps that were missing in this convention otherwise. I thank her and the European Parliamentary Group for Tibet for their deep concern regarding Tibet. In fact, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the governments, parliaments, groups and individuals supporting the resolution of the Tibetan issue. On behalf of the Tibetan people's deputies, I appeal to each one of you to continue to support and speak for the voiceless people of Tibet. These 2 days, we discussed many issues, especially today in the working committees. We may not have been able to adopt the declaration or the action plans without the chairmanship of the respective committees and the drafting committee. I thank the chairs and the members of the drafting committee for their commendable work in such a short period of time. I want to once again express our gratitude to the Madam Provost and to the Council of Edinburgh for the warmth and honour bestowed on us. Thank you very much. I'm also thankful to the ISDEL Foundation, the International Campaign for Tibet, and individuals for their financial support for the convention. Last but not the least, though very hesitant, very briefly, I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the Tibetan People's Assembly to express our gratitude to Your Holiness for Your Holiness's selfless leadership, for Your Holiness's vision, love and compassion. Your Holiness, despite our reluctance, Your Holiness pushed us on the path of democracy. Today, we realize that these democratic principles are the most precious treasures that we will carry back home to Tibet. Your Holiness, time and again, Your Holiness has overwhelmed us with Your love and compassion. Your Holiness's message to the Tibetans inside Tibet, in order to protect them from harm and harassment, advising them to defame, criticize and speak against Your Holiness, if so directed by the Chinese authorities, is yet a simple manifestation of Your love and compassion. Under Your leadership, Your Holiness, we pray and look forward to the happy reunification of the Tibetan people on the soil of our motherland, where happiness and peace will return to the Tibet of Your vision, a sanctuary of peace, zone of ahimsa. Thank you very much.